this week on Jags Wire.
Another very impressive win for Jacksonville's football team.
Jaguars are all smiles headed into the bye week. We look back at the Jags' big divisional win.
2-5 is loose with that rock.
One of the Jaguars' captains was in the middle of it all. Telvin Smith was wired for sound. Plus,
this is a friendly competition that pushes us each and every day.
We take a closer look at the defense's 10-sack day.
And Dante Fowler Jr. got him that time.
All that and more on Jags Wire.
This is Jags Wired. Brought to you in part by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. EverBank, it's your money, make the most of it. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
All right, this is a great win. There's nothing better in the NFL than winning right before the bye, and you have a winning record. And when we come back, we'll be ready to go.
Thus, there is nothing better than being in Jacksonville this week, where the Jaguars are in a first-place tie in the AFC South, with 2 weeks to get ready for the Cincinnati Bengals. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Sexton. Welcome to this edition of Jags Wired. Sunday in Indianapolis seemed like a turning point for the Jaguars. Determined to go into the bye week in first place in the AFC South and down two starting offensive linemen and Leonard Fournette, it seemed like the odds were stacked against them. This team showed they were more than we thought, and for certain, they were more than the Colts bargained for, as you're about to see in this week's Southern Four Dealers Sounds of the Game.
The site is Lucas Oil Stadium. The Jaguars have made it to Indianapolis for a division affair.
Take it serious today. We got to see these boys one more time. When we leave this house today, they better have nightmares about us.
Straight line. What we got? Speed.
Big game for Jacksonville and the first game this year without Leonard Fournette.
Well, and that's going to be key now. I mean, this is an opportunity to control the division, to come out of the bye and control your own destiny.
904, we bringing a 904 to Indy, man. Let's get this W. Let's get it.
The passing game needs to take a step up, and the defense needs to continue to play dominant and take away football.
Let's go to work!
So Jacksonville will start at its own 25-yard line. First down, Jacksonville. Ivory remains the running back. Play fake. Blake rolls to the right. He's got it out to Mercedes Lewis. He makes a catch. Flag comes in. He's inside the 20-yard line.
Perfectly thrown ball allowed Mercedes to run with it after the catch.
Play fake. Rolling right is Blake. Looking. Fires downfield. Caught by Marquise Lee. Tries to extend it. He's got it inside the first down yardage to the 1 yard line. He had to get it to the 3. He tried to extend it, could not do so, but he is knocked out of bounds at the 1 yard line. Third and goal, possibly 4 down territory. We will see. Blake gives to Ivory. Ivory right up the middle into the end zone. Touchdown. A 1 yard touchdown run by Chris Ivory, and Jacksonville breaks on top here at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Score here against the Colts on the road early on in the first drive is huge.
Jags start from the 30, moving right to left. Play fake. Bortles drops. Fires deep downfield. Got a man open. Keelan Cole is out there. Keelan makes the catch inside the 20-yard line. A bomb to Keelan Cole. He had a slow up for it just a bit, but he made a great catch. First down, Jacksonville at the 18-yard line of the Indianapolis Colts.
That is what has been missing with this offense.
When you run the ball that well, you're going to have chances down the field.
First and goal, Jags at the 5-yard line, leading 7-0 and trying to add to that. Late drop. Fires, throws a fade to the right side. Leaping for it is Mercedes Lewis. Did he come down with it? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Bortles in the right corner of the end zone. A 5-yard touchdown pass to Mercedes Lewis for the score. And Jacksonville, after two possessions, leads this thing 14-0.
Keep going now. We've got a long way to go now. We've got a lot of touchdown passes.
They don't want to see me win it.
You seen that?
Yeah.
I was dying. That was a good catch, brother.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
So we start play in the second quarter. Shotgun for Jacoby Brissett. He drops the throw. It's a blitz. The Jags are coming after him. They get it blocked, though. Now he's going to have to scramble to his left. Now the Jags are going to get him. That is a coverage sack, and great work by the Jaguars in the secondary. Calais Campbell, correction, Malik Jackson involved in it, as was Miles Jack. It's a sack, and the Colts are going to have to punt it away.
I say go get him, Jack!
Play fake. They fake the reverse as well. Now they throw a screen to Grant to the 45 in the Colts territory. Inside the 45, inside the 40, inside the 35-yard line, inside the 30. Terrific play. Grant had a one-hand. That thing made a terrific catch. Then the blocking was there all the way down to the 27-yard line of Indianapolis. 42-yarder from the left hash. Lambeau kicks it up, and it is good. Josh Lambeau's first field goal is a Jacksonville Jaguar right down the middle. And the Jags have extended the lead to 17-0.
That's a big try, man. That's a big try. Great job all the way down the field, man. Great job.
Third and eight now. Dropping is Bortles. They blitz. They pick it up. Blake throws to the left side. That ball is going to be caught by Allen Hurns. First down, he got away. Inside the 45 of the Colts. Still on his feet. Along the left sideline. Knocked out of bounds. But what a terrific play. All the way down to the 30-yard line of the Indianapolis Colts. Huge conversion for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
This is the best we've seen the Jaguars offense look.
Hey, this will be a 33-yarder from the right hash out of the hold of Brad Nortman. The hold is down. Lambeau kicks it up. And he knocks it right through there. Jags showing blitz. They only send four. Brissett drop. Spins away from trouble. He's going to get sacked again. And Ngakoue's got him again. And now they're going to finish him off. He is brought down to the ground near the 40-yard line. Good half for the Jags. They lead it 20-0.
Hey, we run these things, run them right. You know, Zeta will get home. But just stay focused on that stuff, guys. And you guys, that's what makes you good players. You guys are better than that. You guys with me? Okay, all right. Let's go.
Play fake. Brissett looks to throw, and now he's going to get hit. He's going to get sacked again. Brissett has been sacked again by the Jaguars defense. Dante Fowler Jr. got him that time back at the 48-yard line of Jacksonville.
So give credit to the secondary and Dante Fowler for beating the tight end 1-on-1.
Shotgun for Brissett. Mack is the running back. The Jags blitz. And he is going to get hit. And Miles Jack is going to get him on the ground. He had a little help from his friend. I mean, Jack was shot out of a cannon and got him back at the 45-yard line of Indianapolis, and the Colts will punt it away again.
And Brissett has no chance. I mean, he has absolutely no chance to get away.
I put it in the end zone right here. Put a nail in the... Oh.
Motion by Lee. They give it instead to Yeldon. TJ's got some room into the open field. TJ to the 40, the 35, the 30, inside the 20, the 10, the 5, dives for the pylon. Touchdown! TJ Yeldon has gone the distance, and Jacksonville has extended the lead here at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Six games on the shelf has made TJ Yeldon fresh. And right there he goes, 58 yards.
TJ Yeldon's been waiting his turn, hasn't he? An explosive 58-yard.
I remember my first run over 80 yards. TJ, you're doing that well.
Shotgun for Brissett. He drops the throw. Looking, now he's going to try and scramble out of there, and he's going to go down. I think Dante got him again.
That was about as good of a power rush as you will ever see, because Dante Fowler had the right tackle, Joe Haig on skates.
And he is going to get hit again, and sacked again is Brissett.
I mean, you look down the field, there is nobody open. I mean, there is nowhere to go with the football, and then the pocket immediately collapses.
Hey, did we learn anything about what we just know and do what we're supposed to do and not get crazy? See how much pressure we get on those guys? Hell of a job. Good job, guys. Okay, good job.
Hey, we're talking 30 sacks on the year. It's unreal.
Blake is going to take a knee right here with 16 seconds of play, and what a performance. What a terrific performance. The Jaguars were absolutely terrific today, Tony. And boy, when the Jaguars beat you, they lay it to you. Another very impressive win for Jacksonville's football team.
We the best D-line in the defense.
You guys, we talk about trust, we talk about accountability, we talk about those things.
We have that. We can go out there and play. And a hell of a job for guys stepping up, for the guys that we've had that were injured, okay, stepping up in there and playing. That's a hell of a job there. All right, this is a great win. There's nothing better in the NFL than winning right before the bye, and you have a winning record. And when we come back, we'll be ready to go. Break it down.
Good job. Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
Seven.
Coming up on Jags Wire.
Hey, you can't block me. You can't block me.
The Jaguars defense made a statement about who they are on Sunday. And Telvin Smith wore a microphone in the middle of it all. Plus,
dipped and ripped on the tight end, got past him, and made the sack.
We'll take a closer look at the Jaguars' pressure package, which rattled quarterback Jacoby Brissett during a 10-sack siege on Sunday. All that and more ahead on Jags Wire. The Jaguars defense is filled with big personalities, and they showed it on the field and on the sidelines on Sunday at Lucas Oil Stadium. We're back on Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars pass rush has been on full display since a 10-sack performance in Houston. On Sunday in Indianapolis, they took it a step further, becoming one of three teams in NFL history to do that twice in a season. You're about to see why they call themselves Saxonville in this week's Closer Look, brought to you by Baptist Health.
Second down and long for Sett. He's under pressure, and he is going to go down finally. And Ngakoue was the first one there again.
D-line is definitely competition, man. You know, Khalid's always talking, man, about how he's leading with the sacks and stuff like that. And, you know, Malik is gibbering about how he's going to catch everybody and stuff. So it's just a friendly competition that pushes us each and every day.
Trying to buy some time. He's hit. That is Dante Fowler. I mean, they've got to be salivating about Ngakoue and Fowler, these young guys.
We compete against each other. We're very competitive, and I feel like that's a really big reason why we get a lot of our sacks, or, you know, why we're making plays. Because, you know, Calais is going to make Malik better. Malik is going to make Calais better. And it's the same thing vice versa with me and Yannick. So, you know, we're all trying to make each other better. I see Yannick go out there and get a sack. I'm aware to get a sack, too. And I'm pretty sure it's the same thing with Calais and Malik.
Yeah, I mean, it just definitely shows you that from the defensive line from to the linebackers all the way to the back end, it just shows you the chemistry and the relationships we have of making sure we're accountable and we're fitting our assignments in each gap, man. And that just shows you our work, what we can do.
14-0, we was able to pin our ears back and just go get them. So we did a good job of rushing, did a good job of putting in the preparation that week in practice, and it all played out on the field.
All right, so this play, I tried to work up the field, and I was trying to get around the edge, but I seen the chipper was right there. And I know also that Calais, he's a great three technique when it comes to rushing. He's going to hit up the B-gap real hard, and he can take two men with him. So Calais basically took two with him. I got around, and I was able to get to the sack. Okay, we didn't call the game. It was just a natural. When Calais goes high like that, I can go underneath him because I know Calais will contain back around. So it was just basically just team defense.
So really, my first intentions, you know, I was playing a run. You know, my first intentions, I was going to attack, you know, dunk two tight ends. And, you know, when I found out that it was passing, it was staying in, just did a move, nice little dip rip, ran in and sat Jacoby and had a nice little sat celebration dance. Speed, you know, flipped my hips, turned my shoulders, got a nice little dip and rip on the tight end, got past him, and made the sack. It was pretty cool, though, because my helmet came off. So I was a little scared at first, and when I found out I was safe, I was like, dang, I can do my sack celebration dance with my helmet off. And a lot of people don't get that opportunity, so that was pretty cool. Originate in the dorms at UF, you know, us dancing around and playing and stuff like that. And, you know, we was, you know, messing around, dancing and stuff. And I was dancing, I just got up, and I said, and everybody just paused like, bro, that move fire. You said you need to do that. I'm like, I'm gonna do it when I get these sacks.
I refuse to fail this game. I refuse to let you down. Give me that same thing.
Coming up, we hear how the Jaguars defense put together such a dominating performance. We're mic'd up next. The
into the end zone. Talvin Smith, touchdown Jacksonville.
Talvin Smith has been making plays all season long. The fourth-year linebacker has a knack for the football and obviously the speed to do something about it. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. Talvin Smith is the unquestioned leader of the Jaguars defense. He might not be the biggest guy, but his play gives him a big voice, and he was screaming in Indianapolis. Here's Smith, unfiltered, for your enjoyment in this week's Mic'd Up, presented by Dick's Wings.
Come on. Come on. Our time. Our time. Our time. Right now, nothing special. What we do. Woo!
Love you, man.
Love you, too.
All right, let's go. Have a good day. Yeah.
I refuse to fail this game. I refuse to let you down. Give me that same thing. Let's eat. Let's eat. Let's eat. Hey, stop that holding now. Stop that holding now. Don't start it.
Hell of a job, bro. We got y'all. Hell of a job. Hell of a job.
Hey, let's lock him up now. Hey, let's lock him up. Get that front foot.
It's something to guard to me, okay. And something to back to you.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. That's why I thought they got through. That's why when I went around, I stopped.
Yeah.
Then I looked, you still up. I was like,
ah. Hey, Vivian, first and 10. Get outside, eh? Get outside, eh? Hey, 2-5 is loose with that rock. You didn't see on the wall he broke out. If I hadn't adored the way I did, I could have got that whole wop. You feel me? Cause he running like how I got the ball like last week. Hey, I know it's easy. We just making it look that way. Hey, if I get him, keep him going now. Let's not leave nothing out there. Hey, nickel. Hey, Linda. Hey, 32. I ain't got cut on the screen all year. I thought he was gonna just try and block me. So I was anticipating him pushing me out into the. You see, I tried to throw my legs and all. Hey! Hey, you can't block me! You can't block me!
I left!
You can't block me!
Shut up.
Hey, Malik! Shut up. I got fear, baby! Come on. Hey!
I want you to relax.
Hey, Gil! Let's get it on! Baby! Go! Hey, let's show them why we number one. Show them why we number one. Hey, Apollo was gonna come get you.
Oh, no.
Apollo's going to run him down. I was going to run him down.
Hey, good game, bro. Hey, Chris. Good game, baby.
You going to come give it like
hey. Yes, sir. Keep doing your thing.
Coming up on Jags Wired, we take you back to the sideline. That's next.
How you feel right now? How I'm supposed to feel after every game. It's a standard. One game at a time, man. Let's do this. Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
Family.
Behind Campbell's NFL-leading 10 sacks, the Jaguars' defense is playing to a standard we haven't ever seen in Jacksonville. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. Campbell was one of two marquee free agent additions to the Jags defense, and his sack total has all eyes on him. But the other guy, the much smaller guy, has done his part as well. As Jeff Lagerman explains in this week's Hidden Gems.
And the little guy for the Jaguars that's playing at a high level, cornerback A.J. Boye. When you watch the film, you can tell that he studies and studies hard because his anticipation is second to none. Let me show you. Here he is at the bottom of the screen, a 3rd and 10 on the top of Dante Moncrief. Look at him. He's actually closing to the inside, running the route before Moncrief is even showing that he's going inside. This is unbelievable. Obviously, something in his film study has shown them that he needs to be to the inside. And because of his coverage, Brissett is locked onto him,
can't throw it, pulls it back down on Yannick Ngakoue, gets a pressure. Here's a fourth and four later in the game. He's sloughing off in coverage. He knows that he has safety help over the top, so he's not worried about Kamar Aiken. And look where his eyes are. He knows it's coming. A fourth and four, they have to get to the 30. The reaction allows him, because of the study habits and film work, to react in this fashion and to stop the Colts short of the first down. He is playing at an extremely high level.
Our next Jags Wired will be after the bye week on November 7th, when we'll look back at the Cincinnati Bengals. We leave you now with more sights and sounds from the Jaguars' win in Indy. Good night, everybody.
I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Hold on.